You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass.
I'm Hayden.
I'm Adam.
No. Oh.
And today's guest is very special and very dungeon. It's Adam.
I'm Adam.
Yeah, there we go. And today we're talking about elevators.
Ding!
What floor, sir?
Do they still have them anywhere in the world, an elevator guy?
I reckon they've got to, right?
What was the point of them?
Well, I don't think there was a point. They just pressed the button for you.
Yeah,
but it makes something feel... Well, no, sorry. There did used to be a point, like at the beginning of elevators, because the doors weren't automatic. So someone's got to open them. Someone's got to close them.
Oh, right. And I guess you are traveling up and down a shaft.
And it's old times.
Yeah. And then obviously, yeah, people, like when elevators were first introduced, I assume people were scared of them. Like they were scared of escalators when they first got introduced.
They're terrifying.
They're still kind of scary now, to be fair.
Yeah.
Escalators.
Did I ever tell you about the time I watched a guy die on an escalator?
Oh my God, Adam, no you didn't. Did a guy
die?
No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck.
It was at like Flagstaff Station.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, wait, no, which one's
Southern Cross?
Is Flagstaff? No,
Parliament,
which one's the one?
Has really big elevators.
He didn't fall down, but which one's the one with like the really steep escalator?
I think
Cross.
Is that
No, it's not Southern Cross.
I think it's Flagstaff or Parliament.
No, it's Parliament. It's Parliament.
Parliament? Yeah. Yeah, it must have been at Parliament then, because it was the he didn't fall down, but Parliament Station has of you who don't know, like really fucking steep escalators, and it's underground as well.
If you've ever been to like the UK, and it's like a London-esque escalator. Big. It's the only one we have in Melbourne that's really big or interesting.
Really big, it's really steep, and I think the thing that
makes you dizzy because it's in a tunnel.
It's in a tunnel, but the roof is parallel to the elevator. So as you stand in there, your perception of what straight up and vertical is different.
It's
and
disorientating.
Then, you start to feel you have to hold on the whole way down because you can't tell which way is up. It plays a trick on your brain.
Anyway, I was going down on the escalator. And it was a guy with, I guess maybe his wife or partner or whatever. And she is standing behind him as we go down and they're talking, but he's kind of like facing forwards. And then right near the bottom, they were like getting more and more like mad at each other. I think they were having an argument. Oh, I had my headphones on. I wasn't listening. And then he turns around to talk to her. And when he turned around, he got sucked into the bottom of the escalator.
No, he didn't get sucked into the shot of fucking hell.
Adam!
No, he didn't get sucked.
Yeah. Oh, get fucked. Are you serious? You've come into our...
Oh my God.
Okay, look.
Dick, I thought you were going to talk about something fucked up.
No, of course not. Why would I? That's messed up.
I know.
This is a public entertainment podcast.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, well, you've really lightened it up, haven't you? Hey, if you could live in an elevator house.
Yeah, what?
What does that mean?
So, you live in the elevator.
Okay.
And then if you want to go to a different room, it just dings and opens up at a different room.
Wait, elevator, escalator.
Elevator.
Okay.
So, like, you stay pretty much entirely in the room, and then it'll come up and be like,
is there one of those bellhops?
No.
Then yes.
Okay. Great, because that'd be awful. Yeah, so the elevator's your bedroom.
No, the elevator is like a utility room, and so it'll.
What's a utility room?
So, like a space, and then
I'm kind of imagining it as like a cupboard or a wardrobe or a linen closet. I see that.
I have another question. What's in there? It's just empty.
I'd put linen in there.
Maybe carpet.
So it's a carpeted elevator.
Yeah, it's a carpeted elevator.
Okay.
The door will open, and it's just like your bedroom is your bed, and maybe some shelves above your bed. Like you don't actually set foot on the floor.
What?
What? Now I'm confused again.
So like the elevator is the room, but the kind of room changes around you. So like I'm in a carpeted.
This is not. I thought it was like a house that each room was just accessible by elevator.
Oh, that's
what I thought.
Well, that's convenient.
Wait, I don't understand.
Is it convenient?
Okay, so you're in an elevator.
Yep.
How does it become a bedroom?
So,
what happens?
Okay, so when the doors open,
it
reveals a bed and some shelves.
So it basically,
and then the elevator becomes that.
The elevator doesn't change.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So basically, from the outside, it'd be a long, tall building.
Yep.
Tall, thin building.
Very thin.
You have one escalator.
Elevator.
Elevator. Sorry. So level one opens up. It's another room, the sides of the elevator that's just a bed.
Yeah.
Then to go to the kitchen, you'd go back into the elevator, go up a level, and you'd open a room that's very tiny that's also a kitchen.
You would open a bench.
Oh, okay. So,
you don't ever go into the other spaces. So you,
except to sleep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
No, I come in and out of this one. Okay.
So pretty much you stand where you are.
Right.
And then as doors open, you are presented with the thing you need from that room. So I'll open it and it is my cupboard. And I open the cupboard and I get my clothes and then I go to a different floor and it is just my bed.
Yeah. And then you go to level four and it opens up and it all you see is just the washer and dryer right at the front.
Yep.
You don't step into the laundry. The doors open. It's like a European laundry, just bang right there.
Yeah, okay. Right there.
And then, I need to understand this. All right. So I am in an elevator.
Yes.
I hit the button that says kitchen.
Yeah.
I need to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
And the elevator doors open up and then the bench mm-hmm. with all the accoutrement to make a sandwich is presented to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you're making the sandwich. Your feet are in the elevator still, but your hands would be making the sandwich on the bench.
I never leave the elevator. Just the elevator doors open to except reveal to go to bed. Whatever
except,
I need.
Except to go to bed. Yeah.
Yeah. And to
and
shit.
And to shit. Yeah.
And to shit.
And to, yeah. to
and
bathe.
Shower. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this seems like a series of strange rules. Can't these things come into the elevator?
Oh, I'm not made of technology.
Yeah, how'd that work? That's not very realistic, Adam.
All right, I have another question.
Wait, was that even a question? What was the question?
Would you live there?
Like, would you live there?
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, that does sound awful.
Why would anyone live there?
Because it's cheap.
Well, how cheap is it?
I don't want to get
it.
It's like a step up from capsule living.
Yeah, well,
You accept that as the future of home?
A world post isolation, like the idea that I could be trapped in my house for weeks on end. I don't want that.
Especially if you get stuck in the elevator.
I was about to ask, can the elevator break down? Like regular ones?
Yeah.
Then no.
Why would anyone live
there? Yeah, sometimes what the hell?
Well, how cheap is it? How cheap is it? Does it have windows as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bedroom has beautiful windows.
No, I would never. I would never if the elevator could break down. It doesn't matter. The elevator, this house could jerk me off and I wouldn't live.
Oh, it also can do that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
know. There's a wall of holes.
Wait till you see level 7. That's incredible.
I would never live there because I once at university got trapped in an elevator.
And the elevator got sucked in?
Shut up.
Off.
So the elevator the doors wouldn't open, but it kept going between floors. And so when I called maintenance and they had to send a guy out, I had to be like, so, because they were like, what floor are you trapped on? I immediately, they said, what floor are you trapped on? And I knew that no matter how well I explained this, they would not understand that it was not stopped at a floor.
Yeah.
I was like, so. I tried anyway. I futilely tried anyway.
It's a simple thing to explain.
Yeah.
So
no, because...
Okay.
No.
Hey, it is. I'm not on a floor. Yes. It keeps moving up and down.
It is. It is a very simple thing to explain.
Yeah.
But there is a level of disinterest that a workaday person can have that I knew. I knew it would get lost somewhere. I just knew it would get lost somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I was like, it's not stuck on a floor. It's just going up and down. And they were like, okay. I was like, that's not going to get Trent. The maintenance person isn't going to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And then sure enough, I'm stuck there for an hour and I had to call again.
Jesus.
And I was like, hey, I'm still stuck in the elevator. And I was like, you've already sent someone out. And they were like, oh, yeah, no, we've got you here. What floor are you on?
Yeah.
And I was like, so I'm not stuck on a floor. I was trapped in there for the better part of a day until finally.
Oh, a day?
Yeah.
How
until
long?
Maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Until the elevator doors finally opened and the maintenance guy was there. And he was like, I had a hard time finding you. I didn't know it was still moving.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Fuck that.
Anyway.
Were you considering shitting in the corner?
Yeah, what stage do you piss?
I thank God, I guess, hadn't eaten at that point in the day because it was still early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was just really hungry, actually, not needing to shit. Mm. Which, of the two issues, I guess I would have rather.
Mm. Yeah, I'd rather be hungry than needing to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you got to sit next to the shit, and then the guy's going to come and you go, yeah, I did a shit here. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. You took 5 hours to get me out of here.
I feel like, yeah, being really hungry, imagine the meal after that. Imagine just getting
Worst part.
After not eating for 4 hours.
worst part was at that point, the elevators at RMIT had some weird Faraday cage property where you couldn't get cell reception.
No.
So oh I God. Had nothing but my textbooks to keep me company.
What, did you study? What'd you do? How'd you pass the time?
I was just flipping through them, I guess. I did just read one of the IT textbooks I have.
Mm.
And that's anyway. How you got to where you are today.
Yeah, that's how I flunked out.
You read the material, you're like, this sucks. I'm like, quitting.
I was like, I'm done, I guess. I know it now.
Do you reckon if you just bought all the textbooks or stole them, you could just get the same, not like, sure, like the teachers would have a part of it, but how close do you reckon you could get in knowledge if you just stole all the textbooks and you didn't actually go to uni?
Well, until taught yourself.
Yeah.
I think you'd get most of the way there.
I reckon there'd be a chunk missing. Like, you'd be
no, there'd be no chunk. It wouldn't be a chunk missing. There'd be tiny little bits missing from every topic. Do you know what I mean? There'd be little dots that you can't connect yourself just because it was the way that it's explained in the book. It just isn't how you learn.
Mm.
There'd be lots of that. I don't think you would be missing chunks. You'd have an approximation of everything, you know?
Here's the trick. I wouldn't just go to the textbooks because they never...
Well, you're still a teacher.
When did you ever go to university? And at what point did they take roll?
Mine does it all the time.
What?
Yeah. Mine's a TAFE course. So maybe it's different because they're significantly... Like the government pays like three quarters.
How many students?
Yeah. Well, like my fees are three quarters are paid by the government because it's a TAFE course, which is cool.
Okay. That is cool.
And then because of that... You have to take the roll every class, and if you're not in class 4 times in a row, you drop the subject, and also you have to do all these stupid little things. Like, every class you have to do an evidence of participation that, like, shows that you're not scamming the system. Because there was a guy at my uni who would enroll every year. He was a cleric guy there. A cleric guy?
God of what?
Clerical. He wasn't
God of what? Which god did he worship?
Yeah, he had healing hands.
Yeah.
No, he did like admin
that's
or whatever.
A paladin ability.
Okay. And he would basically enroll himself in every year so he'd have a concession card and get like cheaper movies and cheaper like train travel and stuff.
How much money is he really saving? Because if the government's only paying three quarters.
Well, he wasn't like paying for anything because he would enroll and then drop out by the census date.
Oh.
But because there was just no way to prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically because of that guy, I think, and probably lots of people like it. It's a good scam. Speaking of getting stuck in an elevator just before.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a hair in my mouth. One sec.
Got it. All
right.
Presumably cutting this out.
Oh, we'll see. speaking of getting stuck in an elevator, there was this woman I know, or not that well, but I know her, right? And so she got stuck in an elevator. Right, it was a Friday night. It was like this industrial sort of complex thing. She got stuck in the elevator there. She had to get out by like that night because they had stuff on, and she was like, "Oh fuck!" Like the maintenance person's gonna take ages. Called her friend. Friend's like, "Look, I'm not there, but my friend who you don't know is right by there. I'll send him, and he'll try and get you out." Or like, "Oh, because her phone was about to die. That's what it was." It's like, "I'll send him to you." So he'll hang out with you. He'll call the maintenance person for you. So when your phone dies, you won't be trapped there for the weekend, right? And so they spent like 3 hours on the other side of elevator doors chatting, right? And then
please tell me, please keep going.
Then he got sucked into the elevator and died. It's a real story. So they were like got on really, really well. And then like decided to go out for coffee and stuff and went on a date before the doors even opened.
That's so cute. That's where I thought that was going.
And then there would have been such a beautiful moment.
What a great meet cute.
I know. It's the cutest meet.
Yeah.
And there would have been a moment where they're like, well, the doors are going to open. We're going to see you for the first time.
Oh, fuck that rule.
Yeah. It's so like a bit brave to be like, let's go out on a coffee date.
Yeah.
They must have really liked each other.
Yeah, they did. Although bad news, I think he is a psycho. And I think...
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're not together anymore. But
regular psycho or American psycho?
Yeah, I don't really know either of these people, by the way.
I mean, fair enough. He's asking girls out before he's even seen them. And they're like literally a captive audience at that point.
Yeah, that's
true.
That is pretty fucked, yeah.
I think she was into it, though. I think they both thought it was cute.
I would absolutely think it was cute, yes.
Yeah, it's very cute. You want to hear some elevator facts, Adam?
Why didn't you ask me?
Because I know you do.
Yeah. I love elevator facts.
You love elevators.
Get sucked in to the elevator and die.
All right. This is from elevatorhistory.net. So this may be biased. but apparently elevators are statistically the safest way to travel.
That just... I mean,
what?
Yes, I don't know.
All that, we know so funny. Far is things Wait, about getting stuck.
But it's also funny to call elevators a mode of like to travel in an elevator because you're only going upstairs.
Suppose
like,
you are traveling.
It is traveling, but it's like you're in the same building. You're not going that far. I don't know. I found that funny. Did you also? Oh, actually, I'll.
What are the methods of transportation? They don't specify.
No, it just says that. Oh, it's like planes,
of
cars.
All the methods of traveling.
Of any way you can have your body moved without walking. Elevators are the safest.
I suppose if the elevator breaks, you just get bored and shit in a corner. You do not die.
You don't die.
The way that
unless the elevator
and like
falls.
Cables don't really get. Well, I think even if you cut the cable, I think most elevators have like a big spring thing at the bottom that you don't just come crashing. Like I don't think it's good. Like you still get really hurt.
Spring but
I
thing. Think, yeah, and then it takes you back up to the top floor. Yeah. Yeah, the doors open and you let out.
Yeah. And what's that myth about jumping when the elevator hits the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's true. No, think
also,
it's,
are you sure that's not true?
Yeah. Yeah, Mythbusters did it. But the safest way to survive it is you lie on the floor, apparently, because it spreads out the impact.
Oh, I have heard that, yes.
Because then it's like, if you're standing up and
you distribute the force.
Yeah, and basically like your legs will collapse and just smack your head on the floor with the full force. But if you collapse and you're going to put something behind your head or something, like a pillow, if you happen to be traveling on an elevator with a pillow.
And I know then an you're elevator like, oh, it's about to break. Okay, everyone get like, down on the floor.
I know a kind of elevator safety fact. You know how they have those access doors or whatever on the top?
Yeah.
Those are designed specifically so that they cannot be opened from the inside.
Because, really?
Yeah, they don't...
Well, I guess that makes sense because...
it's for a firefighter to climb in to and in. Open it to let you out.
Yeah.
They don't want...
They're not for James Bond to jump out the top and do some explosions or whatever. Yeah.
Mm. They don't want the John Q public climbing out into the elevator shaft. That's no good.
Yeah. Hey, what do you guys think... I'll throw it as a question. What do you think... Wait.
Loving
wait.
This. Cass, we got a vamp.
Wait, no, don't Cass, vamp. I've got it.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. What is the most common profession of people who die in elevators?
Elevator repairman.
Correct. Well, it's kind of, I thought you were going to say dentist or something, you know? But
What are you?
Well, because, you know, there's that fact with, like, dentists are the most statistically the most...
likely to kill themselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought maybe you thought, oh, it's going to be like that. It's going to be dentists.
What an
it was
interesting...
Okay, look, it was an obvious question, but I thought it was less obvious. I thought it was going to be less obvious. There we go.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
So I've actually found a website, melbourneelevators.com.au. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful how much these people love their elevators, but I...
Crazy you can get such specific
Melbourne elevators, cool.
Yeah, well, there's actually a...
wonder if it goes by suburb, too. Wonder if there's like a Brunswick elevator club.
Well, perhaps Cass can tell us.
No, but they haven't... They have articles. One of them is some more elevator humor.
Hit us with the elevator humor.
Foreign language translations can be amusing, ... and confusing. Please enjoy these fine examples.
Mm.
In a Bucharest hotel lobby... The lift is being fixed for the next day. During that time, we regret that you will be unbearable. They weren't wrong. It's humor. I wonder if I pronounced that.
That is humor.
Though it is incorrect. I'm unbearable all the time.
Yeah, but tomorrow you will also, or during that time, you will be unbearable as well.
That's true.
Mm.
You're right, actually. Yeah. And so are they. Please, more elevator jokes.
In a Paris hotel elevator... Please leave your values at the front desk. Oh, someone's weird enough for a fun weekend in Paris. Mm. Yeah, whoa.
Leave I'd like values. To check in what I care about, thanks.
In a hotel in Athens, visitors are expected to complain at the office between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. daily.
Wait, that's not...
Well, you don't expect someone to complain.
What?
Yeah, no, so...
I never complained. The time you complain is to take your complaints 9 to 11 at the front.
The phrasing order. Is non-specific, though. It could also mean,
yeah, I mean I get
that they are expecting you to go and complain between those hours.
I'm not going to read any more of these.
I guess, but it's... Yeah, I guess.
I don't know, Cass. It's a bit of a conversation starter.
I wonder if they've got more... I can't find, because they're saying some more elevator humor. I want the elevator humor.
It's not really elevator humor. It's just sign humor, really.
Yeah, and this is some more, so I'm guessing the bottom of the barrel is starting to get scraped.
I was about to suggest something. I think I found this as a young whippersnapper, and perhaps it still exists on the internet. Google something like the number, I don't know, but just to give a number, something like 101 things to do in an elevator, or I am no longer allowed to do in an elevator. Because I remember reading like a site that I thought was quite funny at the age of like 15, where it's like, good. Stand in the corner, facing the corner, and when people enter, refuse to talk to them, or stand in the elevator wearing an admiral's hat and handing out name tags.
Do most of these start with stand in the elevator?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're all elevator specific.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's that whole social experiment. Like, not, you know, before people did TikToks with social experiment where they just did racist stuff to people.
Social experiment.
Sometimes like, people hey, are just
I'm going to do a social experiment and punch this guy in the guts and see what he does. Oh, no, he's hitting me. Oh. But it's like a real social experiment back in the you know, 90s or something. People would.
When they did real social
when
experiments.
They did real social experiments. A whole group of people would face the other way in the elevator.
Oh, I have heard of this.
So usually
yes.
You go in the elevator and turn around and face the door. Mm. They would go in and face like the back wall.
Yeah.
And there'd be like five or six of them. And then so when other people would walk in, they would also face the other way.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They wanted to fit in. And then they also did one. I'm remembering it, so maybe this is wrong, but it was something like this. They all wore hats, and when someone with a hat walked in, they all would take off their hats at the same time, and then the other person would also take off their hat. And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's just very funny.
It's cute that we are just social creatures. We just want to fit in.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm.
I did find the original article, A Little Elevator Humor.
You did?
Okay, good.
It's a collection of three different videos about people getting stuck in elevators.
Great.
I think I'd be triggered. If you played that.
Yeah, mm. I won't do it. I won't do it.
Do you have a thing about elevators now? I would have a thing about elevators. Really?
No.
He has a thing about not being able to shit for 4 hours now.
if I don't shit for four hours, I shit.
Yeah, and if I don't go without food for 4 hours, I get kind of hungry. So.
I still stand by having a big feed after you get out of an elevator being stuck would be good.
It would be, of course it's good.
Yeah.
I think it just is good to go out for brunch, so maybe I'm a bit biased there. Any excuse to be like, oh, I've been good. I had a hard
day. Shove the shit in my face. Did you find the silly thing that Adam said?
I did.
Is it funny or does it suck?
Oh, it sucks.
It sucks. Yeah, I knew it sucks.
Oh, no, number 22 is meow occasionally. That's no good. Don't do
God, this is so like fuck. 2006 random.
Yeah.
I'm going to find some, let's have a shuffle. Burp and then say, tasty.
God.
Announce in a demonic voice, I must find a more suitable host body.
Oh, boy.
It's great. This rules. I love cringe.
Is there like a number that's, say, in the elevator, all your base are belong to us? Is that in there? I bet that's in there.
Pretend. They didn't spell it right.
Mm. Nice.
Pretend to get your legs stuck in the door as it closes.
How do you do
that?
You
can't.
That?
You can't.
Because the door. No, if you do, I don't know if all elevators are like this, but I absolutely haven't counted elevators where if you keep them open for too long, they do try to close on you.
Yeah. Oh, my Lucy, my partner, right? She was getting an elevator.
Humble brag.
She was, I'm trying to think which way was she going. She was getting in the elevator, I'm pretty sure. No. She's getting in the elevator, right? And she was holding a tangerine. Okay. This is important.
Uh-huh.
And so the elevator's door's closing. Someone's coming in. She puts her hand to stop the door, but holding the tangerine. And the door doesn't bounce open. It just squishes the tangerine and squirts juice all over her and presumably all over the other side of the elevator. And then she sort of puts her hand back in and the door didn't open. She just squirted tangerine juice all over the people in the elevator. And I think that's a funny story. There's other people in the elevator too. So.
Incredible.
Yeah.
She then had to get out of the lift and keep going to her class, just the handful. Like she can put it in the bin and stuff, but
yeah,
just walking
tangerine
around.
Sticky.
Can I really? Say that is possibly the most Lucy story I have ever heard.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Read some more things.
Have sex with your imaginary friend.
Oh, nice.
That's number 59. That's funny.
Hell yeah.
Number 69 is saying, this new G-string is really starting to hurt, then attempt to adjust it.
it's so bad.
They're awful.
Is there any, what's the most genuinely funny one?
Yeah, let's try and find the actually the funniest one.
Yeah.
But so many of them are, I bet, just going to be like, well, oh no, I made a poo-poo.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't read 100.
That's fair. 75 is get back to nature. Go in naked. That's a crime.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Yeah. Here's one that is a bit above the rest. Insist that the Lyft ride costs £2.50.
That's all right. That's okay.
That's,
all right.
That's pretty good.
That's funny.
That's just, yeah.
It's a bit of a dad joke.
That's okay.
Which does count as a joke.
Yeah.
If someone came in and was like, oh, $2.50, mate. I'm like, oh, all right, mate. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. But if it was a weedy 15-year-old, I'd be like, I want to hit you.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hit you in the mouth.
Hey, it costs $2.50.
Oh, just the variation on these ones. Serve tea and coffee. Pretend to be the pilot of the lift. Speech.
Serving tea and coffee is funny.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, serving tea and coffee I like.
I like the idea of just making, like, I don't know. Yeah, that's fun. What I would do is I'd open up a little bar in the elevator.
Oh, a little bar rules.
Mm. But I'd have to be behind the bar, so I have to.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that. Get like a little table.
Like
teeny tiny.
Like the bar is actually super thin, but I'd make it work, right?
Oh,
and then
you
just serve,
sure,
like, you know, you probably could. Yeah, you do cocktails. You do little
absolutely
martinis.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure the elevator's pretty slow moving. And it's free, obviously.
You're not going to charge anyone. That'd
That's
be
great.
Ridiculous.
I'd love that.
Describe in detail how you're hung like a horse.
Of course.
Force people to read the Kama Sutra while asking, do you want to try this one?
Hang on. Wait. Can we pause on that one? Fuck. How do you force... All right, Cass. Imagine you needed to force me to read the Kama Sutra. How would you do that?
I
guess you just shove it in their face.
I would open the book with both my hands and push it toward your head, but I'd close the book slightly so that you'd have to. But that's the thing. Once you get too close with that to trap them, you can't read.
What they should do, right, with elevators is do a business class elevator that does cost £2.50 to use, right? So in the big high rise buildings, when you're in the elevator for minutes, right?
Sure.
Instead of the free poor person elevator, the £2.50 elevator. You got beanbags in there. It's bigger with the bar, TV also. This is a good idea, I think.
Yeah, I think we need more class divides.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, sure.
I've just seen some of the comments on this. Have you ever done any of those? If so, what were some reactions? That would be a funny video on YouTube.
It's from, 2009?
It is.
Oh, my God.
Read number 97.
Pretend to see a spider, repeatedly and violently stamp on the floor while screaming, die, you bastard, die, die. Good. Bring out a fake toy gun and shout to the person next to you, you looking at me? That's good. Threaten someone? Ask the others, do you mind if I do my Eminem impression, then bring out a chainsaw and mask?
And bring out a chainsaw and mask.
Really thrown in the end there.
So Eminem did a music video, or on his tour he wore, like, you know, the Jason gear. So he had the Jason mask and a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to waggle a chainsaw at someone? Probably.
Waggle?
Yeah, well, that's what it's saying. The waggle. I don't think it said waggle.
It
but
did not say waggle.
Is it a real life chainsaw?
If
it's a real chainsaw, then absolutely.
Yeah. I reckon even if it's a fake one, if you
just frightening someone. Is it against law to scare?
Surely it must be.
Well, so yeah, if I hit around a corner and just scared the shit out of people, just going, jumping out and going, bleh, could I get sued, do you think?
Yeah,
I reckon
if you caused PTSD or enough emotional distress, someone could come after you and be like, hey, pay my therapy bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paint the walls on the lift.
Is that one of the things?
What number is that? I don't hate that one.
72,
right.
Paint the walls.
Paint the walls.
I think that's kind of funny.
No one's ever done any of these, though.
No,
of course. No one's.
Number 64, perform a striptease.
That's the same as go nude.
Yeah.
Fake an orgasm when the lift starts to move.
Yeah, they really,
Announce that it was your best ever.
Let's stop reading these. They're making me upset.
Really?
I don't like them
at
all.
Can I do one more?
Wait, one more. It's got to be good.
No. Walk into the lift with a clear bottle of apple juice. Start drinking and say, there's nothing like your own urine to quench your thirst.
To quench your thirst?
Yeah, that's what they've written. Does anyone want some?
That's funny, isn't it? I drink my wee. What do you guys think of the funniest thing to do in an elevator? If you guys have to write this list, what's your one thing to do? What's a funny thing?
I reckon the bar thing was nice. I like that.
That's not funny. It has to be funny.
I think it's quite funny.
It has to be a funny prank.
If I entered a elevator and you were standing behind a bar and you made me a cocktail while we were on the while we were riding the elevator, I would laugh. I would laugh in genuine mirth and joy.
Yeah, but it's like a joyous laugh. It's a laugh that comes from experiencing pleasure. It's not.
Isn't that all laughter?
No, sometimes things are just funny.
What? Wait, isn't that experiencing pleasure though? Laughing?
Yeah, but funny is different funny? To sometimes a laugh is from joy and sometimes it's because it's funny. It's different laughs.
Funny is joy.
I think funny
you're
is
expressing joy.
Joy.
They're different. They're both really good, but sometimes things are funny and you're like ha ha ha, and then sometimes you're just having so much fun that you ha ha ha. One's from like just feeling great, and one's from something is funny.
I think I get what you're saying.
Funny.
What's
enjoy?
A situation where you laugh, but it's not funny?
When you are like playing with a friend in a playground, maybe.
Or the example that I just gave that you said was like that.
Yeah,
Hayden makes
having
me a
so
cocktail.
Much fun in an elevator.
Not to help you, but
how
no, but I think that's funny.
Oh, but you just said it wasn't funny. You just said it wasn't funny, and Adam wasn't allowed to pick it.
I genuinely do think I would probably also laugh from mirth or joy, but I would also, I believe, genuinely think it funny.
Yeah, it is funny. I changed my mind. It is funny.
Okay, what are you doing?
I would
then?
Laugh right. When I walked in. When I walked in and saw it, I would laugh just from that. Then as I was getting the cocktail, I would laugh again. And that is one laugh from it's funny and one laugh from mirth and joy.
Okay.
So is that one laugh is in ha ha or ha ha ha?
Yeah, it's like a chuckle.
I,
you know what I'm saying?
I suppose. All right. So I suppose when I first saw you, when the elevator doors open and you are revealed, I think this would be my laugh. I would do it like this. Maybe there'd be a little bit more oomph to it.
Yeah.
Because I only had the imagination then, but in the real thing, I would obviously have the real thing.
So, yeah. So the doors open and I say, hello, sir, would you like a drink?
Yeah, that's my laugh. It was genuine. That was funny. I was imagining it. You were saying it. It's funny.
Okay. Well, and then, so do you, okay. But when's the joy laugh come in?
The joy
well, that
laugh,
was the joy
I guess.
Laugh.
No, that was the funny
and it'd
laugh.
Be a little bit more subdued, I think.
Okay,
it'd
okay.
Be
so,
like
would you like a martini?
Yeah, I would love one. That's the joy laugh.
Gin or vodka?
Gin, please.
Okay, coming right up. I made you the thing.
Yeah.
I made it a little bit dirty. I hope you don't mind.
Given the current circumstances, I understand.
That's fun. That
yeah,
is fun.
It's fun. That's great.
What about if you had like a whole sit-down dining experience, right? So
yeah,
you open the door. There's a table.
Yeah.
Also, I'm in there. But I'm your date. And
sure,
the waiter, that's you, Cass.
I'll be the waiter. I've got like a proper so big
did
thing.
Did the doors open?
Over
you're already sitting there. You yep. weren't
I'm
in stepping
a, I'm in
with
a full
me.
Tux. No, I'm in a full tux.
Okay,
I'm waiting
yeah.
there.
Yep.
It's a candlelit dinner with a lovely white tablecloth table. That's
I think
set.
You should have a corsage for me.
I've got a big thing folded my arm. And yep. then you open the door and I say, welcome, sir. Your date has been
now,
waiting.
You gotta be French. You gotta be French.
Welcome, sir. Your date has been
welcome, monsieur.
Waiting.
I think you want to say monsieur.
Ah, monsieur.
There we go. This
welcome.
Is it. Now
to
it's fancy.
The elevator.
And then you sit down, and I give you the corsage, and we have a little. Well, I sort of did forget you could only go for maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So maybe you get maybe a little hors d'oeuvres. You know those little.
Well, maybe okay. You come in and like monsieur. I was sorry to hear about your car trouble. Your date has already placed an order for the hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm. And then actually on the table
for
already.
The hors d'oeuvres.
He's a French robot. Come
yeah,
on.
Come on. Be nice.
He's trying. Also, you're a man now. You have to have a mustache, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I must. And then I serve the hors d'oeuvres. The gentleman has already... explain your favorite beverage, and then I'll serve you a dirty martini.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll sit down to a drink.
Hayden, and then I propose.
I think that would only be joy laughing. I wouldn't be heart like. I wouldn't
okay.
be.
You would be like, "Ha, this is fun."
Yeah, this is a fun experience, which I count as still laughing.
Mm.
I think I don't differentiate. I don't want to segregate my laughs like some other people do.
Oh. Hey.
Could we do like, so in big high rise buildings, like, you know, when you have to go to the top of the Eureka, when you have to,
you turn 13 and you have to go to the Eureka Sky Deck and prove you're brave.
The Eureka, of course, is the, I think it's now the second, but at some point was the tallest building in Melbourne, and they have like a sky deck, an observation deck, but the elevator goes straight from the bottom straight to the top, because obviously the middle, they have their own elevator just to the top, and it takes like 30 seconds to go up there. What you should do in situations like that, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure there's many.
Of course.
You go in, it turns dark, and the projector starts playing a little 30-second movie on the doors, and also there's seats and popcorn.
Oh, that's a bit fun.
And then no one needs to use the elevator on the way up.
What?
Because then the doors would open.
Oh, yeah. No, it's only for the ones where you have to go straight to the top.
Yeah.
Do so they it's the have one... that?
Yeah. At the Eureka Sky Deck. So yeah.
I've never been.
What?
You didn't turn 13 and have to do the bravery test?
Because they've got a, it's called the, is it called the Sky Deck, the whole thing? What's the one that, that so, comes out?
Yeah, I think that's the Sky Deck. So it's like a floor that, might be something else, but there's a floor that slides, you get into it like a sideways elevator.
It's like a
cube. Slides out and then the bottom defrosts so you can see
straight down. I know what it is. I've just never been.
Yeah,
oh, you should.
Glass bottom in it. Yeah, and you can see, basically you're standing on a thin bit of glass incredibly high above the street, and it's terrifying. Well,
it wouldn't be a thin bit of glass.
Well, no, I think they'd say, it's like they tell you, it's like, hey, don't jump, the glass is only like this thick, and it's like, they, I don't know, maybe
because it's funny to say that to people.
Yeah, true. I went with our nana, and she was like, I picked a bad day to wear a skirt. Funny stuff. Everyone laughed. It's good. It's good business. Good business?
Good business.
It's good business.
Have you ever seen, just on the topic of like just telling people it's thin glass just to scare them, have you ever seen those videos of as someone's doing like a bungee dump, like
bungee dump?
I don't think I even said bungee dump.
Bungee dump?
But anyway.
It comes back.
Wait, is a bungee dump whether you, where you tie your shit to your
balls?
All right,
hey, hey.
Or is it where you shit at the bottom?
Do you want to end this early? Because we might.
All right, what's your story?
What's your bungee
dump? And then we'll talk about bungee dumps.
Sure. When, as they're jumping, someone from presumably working there runs up, like screaming, no, 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 and holds like a cut rope or whatever as they're falling off the edge.
That's I hate that.
Yeah, it's like that's messed up.
I'd reckon there would be some people who would just pass out as they went down.
Maybe.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Their body would be like, don't let me feel it.
You know, your eyes can pop out. If you lie about your weight on a bungee jump and you say you're thinner than you are, they do something to the bungee or whatever, and like it means that there's too much force going down, so your eyes can pop out of your head as you go down, like when you hit the bottom.
That's like the weirdest Pinocchio in the world. You told a fib. Your eyes have come out.
Yeah, he looked so much better if his eyes grew instead of his nose. He'd have a fucked up little snail boy.
Have you been lying, Pinocchio? He like doesn't turn around but flips his eyes back. No.
Oh God. All right. On that note,
no, I didn't give my fat history.
What's your hit? Didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you know elevators are older than Christ?
What? They're older than Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a pulley system. Sometimes you'd use a machine or a beast or a man.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it's just like, you know, we know pulley system, rope on a string.
Yeah.
We've all seen dumbwaiters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to use a machine, though, before.
Well, it wasn't a machine. Jesus. It would be like Cass was saying, like people or a beast or of a burden. Beast.
Yeah, and sometimes a machine can be some cogs and rope.
That's true,
I suppose. Still a machine.
Oh, yeah. It's a simple machine. That's what we call a simple machine.
A simple machine. And the electric one was invented by Mr. Siemens.
That's fun.
It's fun.
Is that why Siemens, that's the brand, right? Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff.
I also know a history fact, if we have time for
one more. We've got time for one more.
All right. The first horse to ever ride an elevator was a war hero.
Did he become a war hero because of the inspiring event on the elevator? Or
no, it was a horse that served in World War One, and it was a U.S. Marine. And after the war,
A Marine?
Yeah, it was part of the Marines. Yeah,
why do they need a Marine? Their horse. What?
Hayden, I wish I had an answer for
you. What's a horse doing on a boat?
I wish I had an answer for you.
Interesting.
Anyway, it served in the U.S. Marines, and they were having like it's the end of World War One, and they're having like a big celebration. And I think the horse was like going to become an officer or something, and they had to get him up to the like room where the party was. And they're like, "Well, I guess we're putting the horse in the elevator." And they didn't know it at the time, but that was the first time a horse rode an elevator.
Wow, makes you think, huh? Mm. Mm. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
Oh, now? Yeah. I've been Adam.
Hey, Adam, where can people listen to you besides being on here all the time?
I am also on D&D is for Nerds, the D&D podcast on this here network, Sans Pants Radio. Mm-hmm. I am often contributor on some of our behind-the-scenes shows. But behind the paywall shows, you mean? If you know that, you're probably invested already.
Mm. Well, maybe get some people who are on the cusp of investing.
Yeah,
you sell it to them, Adam. Sell it to them.
You like this guy? Pay for more. Mm.
I do a few behind-the-scenes shows, extra D&D content if you pay a little extra, and also a show called House Rules with Jackson, which we both create like homebrew stuff for Dungeons & Dragons and other role-playing systems and present it for you, the listening audience.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, Adam.
It's been real.
Also, if you aren't interested in listening to podcasts but reading my words for some strange reason.
Or looking at your face.
Or looking at my face, I am at Retro Archetype on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thanks, Adam.
Nice.
No, thank you.